Hey, it's 5:51, and by the way, my wife was up, and the churches we're checking out are Carpenter Gothic style, Carpenter Gothic style, which are historic churches all across Florida.
Now you got it written down.
Yep, and now the Argus Hamilton 505 Club report. The National Retail Federation dismissed consumer COVID fears and predicted a huge holiday shopping season between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Retailers were preparing. Walmart stores announced they'll be closed on Christmas Day so that both cashiers can be home with their families. I assume they don't have a lot of cashiers in there. Fox News aired Veterans Day observances around the country, including ceremonies attended by President Trump at the White House, as well as President-elect in Delaware. Joe Biden appeared to a local cemetery to thank all his voters. It's fake news that Joe had to show ID to get out. Joe Biden said he's able to appoint Democrats to key posts who possess tremendous talent and experience. For instance, according to historians, there were 42 plots to assassinate Hitler, and they all failed. It proves that if you want something done right, you have to outsource it to Hillary. President Trump tweeted Tuesday, evidence will show he deserves a revote in swing states that he lost because of mail-in voting fraud and barring observers from vote counting rooms. The media has moved on. On Monday, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News announced the winner of the 2021 Super Bowl. Tropical Storm Ada will slam into Florida. Well, did. Torrential rainfall in the mushy central Florida caused one cemetery to flood, resulting in caskets floating around on top of the water. Looked like Biden voters were having a boat parade.
Oh, rimshot!
You got a lot of jokes about dead voters here today. Franklin Graham had an unsuccessful prayer vigil for President Trump in Washington before the election. Trump's tally collapsed as the mail-in votes came in, shook a lot of people's faith. I'm starting to wonder that when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, if he was just getting out the Democrat vote.
It's the doggone truth.
Joe Biden was called a winner of the election after spending all year in his basement. Running mate Kamala's DA career in San Francisco was rescued by Mayor Willie Brown by becoming his protege and lover. Biden and Harris are both proof that in today's America, you can still sleep your way to the top. President Trump tweeted his jubilation Monday when Pfizer Pharmaceuticals announced it successfully tested a coronavirus vaccine after 8 months of development. Donald Trump has undergone the entire 2020 coronavirus experience. He got COVID, lost his job, and soon is going to be evicted. Which, of course, happened to a lot of people. The Red Cross went online Monday to offer Amazon gift cards to anyone who will come to a Red Cross facility and donate blood to alleviate the shortage. I once went to donate blood, but I'll never do it again. They ask too many questions. Whose blood is it? Where did you get it? And why is it in a bucket? President Trump went to play golf in Virginia over the weekend while refusing to concede any defeat to Biden. The recounts could extend the drama well into the middle of December. Who would have thought that two old guys in their mid-70s could maintain an election for this long? Kamala Harris introduced Joe Biden to a victory rally on Saturday night in Wilmington and pointed out what a hopeful example she is to young girls of color in this nation. Kamala Harris made history during the winning campaign. She's the first Indo-Jamaican to become an African-American. Joe Biden was named winner of the 2020 presidential race by CNN on Saturday, the most laid-back, low-key campaign in history. By winning, Biden inspired every millennial living in his parents' basement to believe that he, too, can someday become president if he'll just stay in the basement. President Trump held a White House press conference Thursday and ripped the post-election mail-in counts in states run by Democrats. The battle lines were clearly drawn. President Trump said he's earned enough votes to get reelected, to which the Democrats replied, "Over our dead bodies." White House lawyers began filing federal lawsuits Thursday challenging the election results in Michigan and Wisconsin. Democrats may contest Georgia and North Carolina results. This Thanksgiving, families will gather to sit at the dinner table, bow our heads, and recount our blessings. Fox News reported a small town in Kentucky named Rabbit Hash elected a dog for its mayor Tuesday. He's a French bulldog named Wilbur. He may go down as literally the toughest son of a B-word in Kentucky political history. He complained that politics in America has gone to the humans. And last and maybe least here, the quote of the week, there's no force in the world strong enough to hold down a man who is pure of heart. The rest of us can pretty much be held in place with a beer and a recliner. And that is the Argus Hamilton 505 Club Report for this week.